The official truth and taxation hearing is set for the county council's 6 p.m. agenda. It is scheduled after a hearing on an update to the East County General Plan. The county's municipal fund provides city-type services for unincorporated areas. The tax increase there will amount to about $3,250 a year on a residence valued at $251,000. The revenue for the municipal fund would be increased by nearly 49%, excluding new growth. Service Area Number 6 maintains roads and subdivisions, primarily in the Snyderville Basin. The tax increase there will cost over $16 a year, again on a residence valued at $251,000. Revenue for the fund will be increased by nearly 24%. Meanwhile, just a couple of hours before the hearing, County Engineer Derek Radke will present a list of road maintenance projects he wants to do under both the Municipal and Service Area Number 6 funds, but the county's considerably short of the money needed for them. Under the Municipal Fund, for instance, Radke's list of projects amounts to a cost of $2.6 million. The county only has $985,000 available. Given that, County Manager Bob Jasper said they still have some difficult choices with the municipal fund.
We're either going to have to cut elsewhere, and that would likely be in law enforcement because that's where most of the money is, or, you know, just make decisions about roads and their levels. I mean, maybe we're going to have to let some go back to gravel. I don't think so. I hope not. But we just don't have the money at this point to adequately maintain our roads, and if we don't maintain our roads, then the cost keeps going up. So, because then you have to go in and reconstruct them. You know, I had a call from somebody the other day on Old Ranch Road, and we let it go too long, and it needs total reconstruction. Part of that was we were trying to acquire some right of way, which we've acquired. But you know, people say to, I pay taxes. Why are there potholes so big on my road, and I can't? You know, it's banging up my springs and stuff to drive it. And I feel bad for people, but we only have so much money.
We asked him if the two proposed tax increases can solve the county's money shortfall for road maintenance. Jasper said they can over time.
We won't make up in 1 year, but over a number of years, we'll catch back up on required maintenance needs to get them back into shape, yes.
Last year, some residents protested they had not gotten the word well in advance about the proposed tax increases. Jasper said this time they've done everything they can to get the word out.
Well, we've tried. We've been on every media you can think of, from tweets to Facebook to your show to the local Park City television station to the newspaper, and just everywhere we could think of to talk about it. So, you know, I don't know. You know, last year was a presidential election year. You had high passions going on. This issue fit right into that issue. And whether all that happens again this year, I don't know.
The county council put their new tax increases into their 2013 budget, but they have not spent from that revenue until they knew if a successful petition drive would emerge this summer. As Jasper noted, there's a question if the tax revenue will be available for road projects during the warm months that are remaining.
Some are planned out and bid and ready to go, and others are just on hold. We certainly, it'll be pretty late in the year, so we won't immediately get out and do everything we're supposed to do, but we'll be able to get a start on it. I believe that the folks have a 5-day window after the truth and taxation hearing to request a petition, and then they have, I forget how many days, to actually get it completed. So if there's actually a filed request and all that, then we're waiting until it's way too late to do anything in terms of roads this year. But, you know, you can get by a year or two slowing down, but you can't get we've already been down a couple of years where we should have been doing maintenance projects, and we're behind on them.
Yeah, but again, you'll know whether or not a protest is even being filed within 5 days, and if not, then you just go ahead and move forward, right?
Right.
Jasper has said before that in basic dollars and cents, most county residents won't be paying more on their tax bills this year, even if the two proposed increases are approved. He said that of out of 32 taxing entities in the county, the tax bill from 28 will go down compared to last year.
the state tax commission calculates a formula and then decides this is your tax rate. And if you go above that, you have to have a truth in taxation hearing. The reality is that almost every taxing district in the county's taxes will go down from what they paid the year before. And, you know, that's for a lot of reasons, how the state distributive school fund works, how bond payments work. What the hearing is on is what the state says the rate should be. It has little to do with what you'll actually be paying. Most people's taxes, even if this is approved and goes forward, most people's taxes, the great majority of the people's taxes in this county, what they'll actually pay will go down next year.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.